Hallelujah, Yahweh. In all things we do, bless you tonight, Yahweh. We thank you. For we do rejoice for this great occasion that we may come into the tabernacle to exalt you and to worship you. We bless you for the precious hope in Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. As we know that all things shall come to pass, that you have purpose in your heart to manifest among your people. We trust you for that, the great victory. We believe you for all things this night. We ask you to touch every heart, that every mind will be open to receive truth, to acknowledge truth, and to obey all that you command us to do, that we will receive your profound truth and acknowledge what you command us to do. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you tonight. Bless your man servant that he may speak with clarity and understanding, that the heart of the people may perceive and understand all that you instruct us in. For we're in the time and the hour whereby we must be instructed. We must have the understanding as to what your instructions imply to us. Touch everybody, heal everyone. We praise you for all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Bring the brothers home safely, Brother Dorfus, Brother Jermaine, Brother Josh. Bring them home safely tonight, we do ask. And pray in the mighty name of the Lamb of Israel, Yahshua, the hope of the whole house of Israel. We bless you tonight. And all the saints cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on and bless the Yahweh. Hallelujah. For your name is great and it is mighty. We do assemble in this tabernacle to worship you and to bless you, Yahweh. We do assemble in your name and we cry out in that holy name of hope and salvation, the mighty name of Yahweh. For in that name we find your Yahshak, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you tonight and we thank you. We do praise you. I do pray that the words that will be spoken tonight will penetrate the veneer of your people, nearer into the heart, that they may believe with all of their heart and receive it. Because we must understand truth. Wisdom is vitally important. We must get understanding of your Torah. We must understand what you command us and what you instruct us in, that we may know the power of your might and understand the purpose of your will. So we ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless your man servant as he speaks tonight, and the ears of the hearer, that they may hear and receive Yahshua's mighty name. And all the saints cry, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shalom. Shalom. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. I do want to get started early tonight because there are some vital things that I do want to point out in Scripture. It is very important that we understand what Scripture says. We have in this hour many with their pseudo-doctrines and their practices that are far removed from what Torah teaches us. We cannot understand the power of Yahweh unless we understand Torah. And Torah is the principles, the covenant, the laws, the statutes, the government power of Yahweh that He instructs us, whereby we can live in His kingdom blessing if we do what He commands us to do. You cannot receive the blessings of Yahweh or understand the prosperity or the prospering of Yahweh without understanding what Torah teaches. We have this pseudo-religion today. It is false. It is polyander. And it teaches a doctrine that is far removed from the Torah. We cannot walk in the prospering power of Yahweh unless we know what Scripture says. And Scripture tells us, it instructs us, and it applies to us what Yahweh requires, In order for us to walk in that realm, and Yahweh wants His people to walk in that realm, but first of all, we must understand what the prospering of Yahweh is. What does He mean? What is He implying? What is He trying to tell us? We have lost a tremendous understanding of Scripture because men have not been forthright and honest to teach and to preach those things that were needed for the time and for the season. And so that is what I want to deal with tonight. There's a Scripture that is vastly misquoted. We find it quoted many times in Christendom and many religions or religious practices. But it's far from what Yahweh instructed or He intends for us to know and to understand. I want to begin in Yochanan, 1st or 3rd John, chapter 1, verse 2. Now this is an important letter that Yochanan was writing unto Geisha and the remnant of the house elect ones of Israel. And he made a profound statement here. I want to take my time so we can understand the importance of what he said here. Now, in order for us to understand this, we must go back to the Torah and see what the prophets and David implied when he came to this verse. How and where did the revelation of the Scripture come from unto Yochanan? He says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, listen, I want you to hear this tonight. He said, beloved, I wish or I desire above all things that you may shalah or prosper and be in health even as your soul shalah, as your soul prosper. Now that is very profound. Above all things, my desire, and this desire was to please the Abba, my desire for you, my brother, and the Israelites, is that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prosper. Now, I understand the secular meaning of what the word prospering is, especially in Christendom. Those that have obtained a certain measure of success, what they call success, and they have some kind of material thing to acknowledge or denote their success, they have gone beyond the expectations of many to acquire a certain measure of what we perceive to be wealth. Now that is not what Yochanan was talking about. He said, I want you to I want you to prosper. And I want you to be in good health even as your entire being prosper. As the fullness of this revelation of Yahweh is made known unto you, as your understanding is expanded, then you will begin to realize the purpose of Yahweh, and understanding that purpose, you will begin to walk in the light and the power of the truth. That is what Yahweh wants us to do, to walk in the power of His truth. We begin to walk in that, then we are free from the expectation of men, from the power of the world, from the forces of darkness, that we truly can serve Him and worship Him truly in His Ruah and in truth. And so I want you to prosper. I want your soul to be in, your being to be in good health. I want the well-being of Yahweh to saturate you. I do want to define that word prosper in the Aramaic and the Hebraic terminology. I want you to hear this. It means this: to show, experience, to advance, to make progress, to succeed, to be profitable, to give attention to, consider, to ponder the thing, to be very prudent or to be very wise. Now this is when prospering. To be very wise, to have a tremendous insight, to have comprehension, to understand, to receive the revelation, to realize that this truth has come from Yahweh, to be circumspect, to be wise, to walk wisely. Wisely understood or understanding that you have that ability to understand. Now this is what Yochanan was conveying unto Geshia. It was not the things of the natural flesh as far as material things. Because Yahweh knows what we have needs of. And He will take care of that need that we have need. To have wise understanding, to be at rest, to be quiet, and to be at ease. Now that is the prospering, the shalah of Yahweh. To be at ease, to be quiet, to walk circumspectly, to be wise and to be prudent, to have your understanding enhanced, to see an improvement in one's life from one day to the other, to know that your life has been enhanced by the revelation of His truth, that we will not continue to walk in the subpar state that Yahweh doesn't intend for us to walk in. Now that is the prospering of Yahweh, the Shalah. Now the world doesn't teach that, nor does Christianity. Now this is how Webster defined that. To succeed in an enterprise or activity. To have wealth, what we call monetary success. To accomplish what you perceive is proper for you. Especially to achieve economic success. To be strong and flourish. To cause to succeed or to thrive in an economic world or in a world that is based upon a materialistic concept. Now that is not what Yahweh was intending, the words that Yochanan spoke unto Geshia and the elect remnant of the Israelites there. He was not speaking in that term. And the word prosper or that expression is only used one time in the renewed covenant at all in that state. That's the only time it's used in this reference of scripture here. Now what I want to do, I want to lay out in great detail what Yahweh means or how one truly prosper and receive that great success or the understanding of whom Yahweh is. Now we are a generation, we don't know who He is. We know about His name and we don't understand that thoroughly. We understand a certain trait that we associate with Him, but we truly don't know Him. When one truly knows Him, then that one will truly worship Him in the Ruah and in the power of liberation. And so we're not actually liberated from our own fleshly will and the power of our natural mind to draw us on the bondage whereby we cannot obey the ordinance, the statutes and the commands of Yahweh. So we find ourselves very lethargic, whereby we cannot move accordingly to what He has commanded us to do. And when we cannot move that way, then we are not prospering, we are not growing, we are not succeeding in this life as to get closer to Him. Now that is the whole purpose of our walk, to get closer to Him, to be like HaMashiach. And so when one acquires a certain amount of wealth in the natural sense, things or material goods, that doesn't mean that that one is successful. But that is the pseudo-type doctrine that goes forth today. If one has ascertained a certain amount of physical goods, then that one has a certain success in life. And that is not so. That is not what Yahweh was implying, nor was it what Yochanan was speaking unto Geshia and the fellow Israelites that he was speaking unto. He had to speak with reference from the Torah. He had to speak with incidents he knew of in the Torah to convey that unto him. And in order for us to understand what the prospering of Yahweh is and how one will prosper, then we must go to the scroll and see what Scripture says. Now what this we see today, it is a pseudo prospering. America is not prospering.
The nations of the world are not prospering. If they are prospering, then the book that we read from, it is a total fabrication. It is a misjustice to mankind. Because Yahweh tells us in the book how we will prosper and what we must do in order to prosper. And in the prospering of Yahweh with one shalah, he does not take his time and spend it in frivolous things that keep him away from Yahweh. It's not so. Now, I want to proceed here. Scripture says in Moshele, Proverbs 3 and 7. Now, we must understand. I want to deal with this first. We must understand how to receive this health and to walk in the health of Yahweh. I would above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Now, I want to give us 3 points as to how that we can walk in the health of Yahweh. And Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, he says, and he warns, as wisdom the Torah speaks unto us, be not wise in your own eyes. Now, this is a generation that is quite wise in its own conceit and its own folly. It tells us, first of all, to fear Yahweh. You must fear him. You must have a great reverence and a trembling before Yahweh. It says, fear Yahweh and depart from evil. We must depart from evil. We cannot be workers of concision. We cannot perpetrate evil imaginations and thoughts in our minds and do those things expecting us to walk in the health of Yahweh. He said, fear Yahweh, depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel. That is the source of life. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bone. It shall be the shalom of Yahweh to your navel. When one begins to fear Yahweh, this generation does not fear Yahweh. What we know as Christianity, it does not teach the fear of Yahweh. So we must begin there in order to see the strength of his health prospering in us. We must begin to, first of all, fear him. And once we understand what that fear is, that is to hate evil, our forward mouths, our evil ways, our works of concision, and then we will despise the evil ways. Our corrupt attitude, our lying and deceitful tongue, our corrupt ways of hypocrisy. He said, and that shall be health to your navel. Now he said unto Yahshua, I would above all things now, that you will prosper and be in good health. That you will have the shalom of Yahweh, and you will be in good health even as your being, the fullness of the expressed personality, even as your being prosper. I want that to happen to you. But we must be God in Torah teaching. And it begins there. Fearing Yahweh. And hating evil. We don't hate the evil work of concision that abound in our hearts. The works that are based upon a dark, devious intention. We don't despise those things. And so what happened? We find this corruption in our being. We find this stench in us. We find our physical being, it has no power, it has no strength at all today. And Yahweh did not make us that way. He made us in the power of his image. We do not want to deal with our evil ways that are full of bribery, conceit, concision, and lies. We are sneaky, we are corrupt, we do things underhandedly. You see, Yahweh deals with the source of where the corruption begins. And it begins in the heart because there is where the issues of life flow from. And so we're not going to find health in the medicine. We're not going to find health in this physical realm whereby we are trying to do things to ascertain health. That's not the health of Yahweh. I will show you. He says also in the Torah, he says that the Torah teaches us this. Look at this in the fourth chapter. And what we got in verse 20. We must understand that as the Torah teaches us, saints, our medicine and our healing, it comes from Yahweh, especially to the true seed of Israel. Now this is what the Torah teaches us. This is what the wisdom of the Torah teaches us. Michelle E. chapter 4, verse 20. It says, my son, pay attention to my words. Now the Torah says, pay attention to the instruction. Now that is what Yochanan Han said unto Gehazi. Listen to what I say. I want you to prosper. So he says, pay attention to my words. We are not good at paying attention. Incline your ear to my saying. What I speak to you, give audience unto that. Give your ear, your heart unto that. Give your ruah unto what I say. He says, let them not depart from your ruah or your eyes. Don't let these things depart. Now we are a sensual people that we hear the sayings of his word and we allow them to depart quite easily, don't we? He said, hear the saying, don't allow them to depart. And then he used this word, guard them in the midst of your left, in the midst of your heart. You guard them. You make sure you retain them. Make sure you don't allow them to escape you. And then he says, for they are life to those that find them, and help to some of their flesh. It is help to all their flesh. I would above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. Now, how can your being prosper without being taught the instructions of Yahweh? You can never prosper. And so the people are not prospering today in the fashion that Yahweh intends for us to prosper. Laboring on a job and acquiring certain things, that is not the prosperity of Yahweh. That is not a sign that Yahweh is with a people because they have a certain amount of material things. That is not Yahweh. He said, if a man does that, if you hear what I say, you obey what I command you, he said, it shall be health to all your flesh. And every part of your body, you shall have the health of Yahweh. Do you understand that? He said, in every part of your being, you shall have the health of Yahweh. We began, he teaches us what to eat, how to eat, how to cleanse ourselves, what things to do. We don't do what Torah teaches us. He tells us to do all things in moderation. We don't do what the Torah teaches us to do. And so we find ourselves not walking in the best of the fullness of his shalom or his health. And we don't have that today. Our bodies forsake us. Our bodies deny us. But he said, I want you to shalom, prosper, and be in good health even as your soul prosper. And the reason that the fullness of the being is not prospering, because it cannot keep the sayings of Yahweh, and it does not hear the sayings of Yahweh. We turn our hearts away. We become very ferocious like a pack of wild beasts. We hear the truth of Yahweh. When he corrects us in our walk, in our sins, in our corruption, we began to turn against him very violently. We turn against the man of Yahweh very violently when he began to speak to those things that are taking deep root in our hearts. We don't want to hear that. Now, it's either that this is the truth or it's based upon a lie. Yochanan could not speak unto Gehazi unless she knew the strength of the Torah, unless she knew the strength of the reward of the wisdom of the Torah of Yahweh. The Torah is wisdom. Yahweh knew what he was doing. He was teaching us and giving us statutes, instructions, and counsel. He knew what it would do for us. He knew that it would be the well-being of us. He knew that it would bring balance to us. There should be a balance between the ruah and the flesh of a man. When we are grotesque in our thinking and our natural abilities, because there is something torpid and twisted in our ruah. And so that's why we're twisted. That's why we cannot perform the way we should perform. That's why we cannot function the way we should function. Because we are not allowing the sayings and the teachings of Yahweh to govern every aspect of our lives. And it must govern everything. Our tongue, our eating, our walking, our desire, our affection, our love. It must govern everything. Because the Torah teaches on everything that pertains to life. So this was not some strange doctrine that Yochanan and I was speaking unto Gaishia. He was speaking to him according to Torah revelation. Let me move. He says, when one began to walk in the sayings and keep them, that one shall secure health to their entire being. It says this in the 16th chapter of Mishlei in 24. It says that pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the being, and health, listen now, to your bones. Pleasant words. We are not a very pleasant generation. We are not a very pleasant people. The wife is not pleasant with her husband man. The husband man is not pleasant with her head man. And so we don't speak pleasant words. He said the pleasant words will be health to your bones. It will strengthen your bones. We are a generation that murmur and complain. We oppose everything. We cannot receive any instructions or correction. The first thing out of our mouths are not pleasant words. It is not a word of thank you. Yahweh bless you for that. It is a word of repudiation, and a vile nature rises up in one because they are upset, they are offended, they are angry with that. And yet they never speak the pleasant words. So they find someone of the same nature and they bring rottenness to their bones. Because they speak alike, they talk alike, and they don't speak health one unto another. You know, even the world teaches us that positive thinking creates a wholesomeness and a wholeness to one. Yahweh teaches us that the Torah government of your life will bring the fullness of health. And we'll bring the fullness of health. We are sick. We must call the elders. Our bodies are forsaking us because we have forsaken the principles of the Torah. Yeshua HaMashiach did not come to abandon the principles of the Torah. He came to show us the power of the life of the Torah by the living Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. That is what he came to give us, that power. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter. That is the prospering of Yahweh. When one prosper, when one shalah, it is because they have the ability to succeed in the expectation of Yahweh. They have the purpose of Yahweh. They have the wisdom. They have the prudence. They have the wiseness. They have the conscience. They have the mind. And so they know what Yahweh expects. And so they strive to enter into that place or that place whereby they have that comfort and security of Yahweh. Do we honestly and truly within your heart, if you speak with all integrity and truth, do you really understand Him and know Him when you truly trust Him? We don't trust Him. We know of certain principles that He speaks to us, but we don't trust that. I will show you now. I will show you. It makes no difference who you are. If Yahweh has His hands and where you are, then that one will prosper. Let me move on, Father. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to read this in Yeremiah. Let me tell you now, I want to express that word health. This is how it is enunciated in the Hebraic expression. Can I tell you? It is shalom. Shalom. That's what it is. Shalom. What does it mean? Completeness. Soundness. Welfare. It means peace. Look at this now. This is what it means now. This is the health of Yahweh. Listen to this, brothers. Hear this. It means friendship. Having friends. Quiet. Friendship. With Yahweh. And especially in our relationship with Him, it means to be quiet, tranquility, contentment. And it also means this, human relationship. It means having a relationship with brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? It means having a relationship with the house of Israel. We don't strive for that, do we? We don't want that health of Yahweh. So the shalom of Yahweh means more than you feeling good in your bones. It means that that word is full of contentment. There's a great sense of happiness and soundness that they are sound. That word is not unsound. It doesn't walk in the corrupt practices of the flesh. We are a generation and a people that strive to corrupt ourselves. And we sense that in our physical being. We sense that in our mental thinking. Our minds are pressed beyond the measure. And it ought not to be. We simply did what Yahweh told us to do. Receive His instructions. We will find that contentment. We will have that soundness. We will sense that completeness. We will feel complete. We will know we are complete. And there will be no doubt about that at all. We will have that covenant relationship with Yahweh. That is the health of Yahweh. We will have a relationship with our brothers and sisters as a whole, not some individual choice or selection. It is a relationship with the body. In your physical being, can you not tell if your finger's hurting? Does it not relate to every aspect of your body? If you have an ingrown toenail, does it not affect every part of you? Does it affect every part of you? It affects every part of you. It affects the way you walk, the way you feel, your attitude, your personality. And that is what the soundness of Yahweh does. It gives us that completeness. That our attitudes are not thwarted and twisted. Our mentality is not twisted and thwarted. Our expression is not all grotesque and removed from the expression of true reality. And so we are a generation that is very unhealthy. We are unhealthy in the ruah, and our being is not complete, and so it shows in our physical being. We are very slothful, we are lethargic, we have no ability, we are not energized, we are not enthusiastic about Yahweh. We are not enthusiastic about worshiping, lifting our hands and singing and speaking accolades of worship and praise unto Him. Because we have no health, we are not prospering, we have not gone beyond the level of the flesh and moved into the realm of the Spirit. We have not elevated ourselves. We're still treading. Barefooted. Our feet are not shod. We're uncertain. We're not sure. I want you to prosper. Shalah. And be in shalom. Even as your being and the fullness of the expression of your relationship with Yahweh is expressed in you. When one has a relationship with Yahweh and understanding that covenant relationship, it brings about the strength of His fruit in one's life. He rejoices. He suffers long. He endures. He has the patience. He has the willingness to go through great trials without murmuring or complaining. And so you can look in the mirror and see the health of your being. You can look at yourself and see how healthy you are. And see what kind of health you are walking in. And see whether you have the shalom of your way. It extends beyond the natural realm. It extends beyond natural brother, natural sister, natural cousin. It is a friendship. It is a relationship with the people of Yahweh. We don't express that today. Because we are not a healthy people. It's one thing that Jeremiah did. He began to complain because of the prosperity of the wicked. Look at this now. It says in Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 1. I want to read this. Jeremiah says to Yahweh, righteous are you, O Yahweh. Could I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of your mishpatim, your judgment. He said, I want to ask you one thing. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? And it seems as though their way is prospering, isn't it? It's a pseudo way. I want to show you why their way prosper now. I want to show you that in Scripture. He said, why is it that the way of the wicked prosper? He said, why are they happy that deal treacherously? You understand that? He said, why are they having that deal so wickedly? They deal wickedly. They're unscrupulous. They have no heart. They have no caring. They have no compassion. They have no consideration at all. When you find yourself doing that, walking in that wickedness, you think you're prospering. He says in verse 2, you have planted them. See, this assures his heart. He said, you have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yes, they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth, and you're far from their heart. They will speak your name and talk about how good you are, but yet you are far. Their heart is far removed from you. There is no love for you at all. He said, but you, O Yahweh, he said, you know me. Do you understand that? He said, know me. You know me. You have seen me and tried my love toward me. You have proven my heart. You know what my heart stands for. You know my love toward you. You know my consistency. He says, pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. You tell me that this is the prayer of one of his nobis, a powerful man that Yahweh had tried his heart. He said, pull them out like sheep and prepare them as beasts for the slaughter. Why? Because their prospering seems as though that it is of Yahweh, doesn't it? You cannot prosper unless you do what he commands you. Scripture shows us how to prosper. And what we perceive to be as prospering, it is not prospering. How do you know, preacher? Look quickly in Luke chapter 4, verse 5. It says this, Luke chapter 4, verse 5. And Satan, the devil, taking him, Yahshua, up into a high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He showed him everything that the world consisted of. And Satan said to him, all this power will I give you, and the honor from them that is delivered unto me. And whomsoever I will, I give it. If you will therefore worship me, all shall be yours. Now there's a form of God worship today. They've denied the true Creator. They've denied his name. They've denied his character. And when you deny the Torah, you deny him governing you. He said, if you just bow down and worship me, I have the power to make those wealthy that I choose to. But yet they must give me their heart and they must worship me. Or they don't have to run out there and say, I worship the devil. I simply want them to have a form of God worship. I want them to have a form of piety, but deny the Torah. That's all I want. I want them to have a religious persuasion, but simply deny the Torah. And that's what people have today. They have a religious persuasion, and yet they deny the Torah. They deny the instructions of Yahweh. Just as long as they have a form, that's all right with me. He said, I want you to do the same. Just worship me. Bow down. Give me your being, and I will give it to you. I am not lying to you, although I am the father of lies, and I will do this. And that is what has happened today. It is a pseudo prospering. It is not real. It is false. Because Yahweh can never bless a nation and a people that reject his Torah truth. And what this nation has been raised up by the powers of illusions, of disillusions, because it is a nation of illusions. It is a nation of falsism and falsehood, and it presents all kinds of illusions. It has been raised up by the master of illusions, and yet this is a religious nation. And it thinks that these are the blessings or the prosperity of Yahweh. It is not the prosperity of Yahweh. It is only one way that his prospering can come to a people. And if he denies that, he denies himself. And so this is a nation and a people that is given over unto a ritual pagan form of worshiping and God worshiping, and they are receiving the rewards of their God worship. They are receiving the rewards of their God worship. He said, if you bow down and worship me, it's been delivered unto me, and I will give it unto you, but you must worship me. You must bow down and worship me. Now, I know this is a generation does not think that if they worship the beings or these God powers, that they're not worshiping Satan. That they're not worshiping some strange God. And that is the truth. Because Yahweh cannot forsake his Torah. If he does that, then the reality of HaMashiach is a false illusion that has been implanted by the powers of hell. There is no such thing as a virgin birth of Miriam if Yahweh takes one jot, a tittle, from his Torah. If he does that, then he is a false fabricator. And Yahweh cannot lie by his immutability. He cannot lie. And so he cannot bless a people outside, or they will not prosper outside of the realm of his government or the plan that he has laid out. Shatan said, I will give you this, but you must acknowledge me. You must worship me. Well, what is that? It is not actually some form of bowing down and say, I worship you. That's not really worship. It is having that covenant relationship, and there's a heart that pleases the one that you know is the one that created you. He is the supreme one, the one of power, and he is the one that imparts breath and life into you. And your heart appreciates that so much, and you don't know how to thank him. In all of your expressions, it is still not enough, and you're never satisfied with the place until you see him in the fullness of his power. So you constantly, it is a constant driving, it's a constant satisfaction just to come before him and to acknowledge him and to lift up your hands and call him by name and to know he is your Abba. That's the purpose of worship. And so that's what this generation does. It gives all of its energy. It gives all of its life, its labor to the forces of darkness. Laboring, striving, and working, trying to have and trying to get. That's what it is. That's the worship today, brothers and sisters. That's what it is. Oh, this trivia, polyander trash in these whorehouses they call worship. That is just a religious formality. That is just a practice that has been handed down by generations and generations. That's why we cannot truly get into the power of his Ruah, because we've been handed down this Christianity and this trashy stuff. We don't know how to get rid of it. That's just like one not knowing how to lose weight. That's just like one not knowing how to discipline themselves. Why? Because it all begins with you. And you don't want to begin with the thing or the individual or the personality that causes you not to be able to do that. And it's you. It's not what's surrounding you. It's you. It's just simply you. And you don't want to deal with the person that causes you to do that. That's you. And so that's this generation. Wake up in here and listen today, all right? We don't want to deal with what's hindering us because it's actually you. Well, it's the devil. No, it's not the devil. It's you. It's your devilish ways. It's your devilish heart. It's your unscrupulous ways. It's you. That's what's hindering you. That's what's impeding you. That's what's causing you not to succeed and to progress in your way. That's what's causing you not to see the strength of his Torah. Not seeing the light of his truth. It's you. You're the one that's stopping that. Because of your corrupt ways, your sin, your stubborn ways, your evil ways, your own sedition. It's you. When a man has the health of Yahweh, there's a great shalom there. There's life in the man. There's shalom. There's peace. There's contentment. He doesn't murmur and complain. He doesn't bitterly accuse and do things against the purpose of Yahweh. He doesn't do that. And so we're not in the best health, are we? No, we're not. You say you are, but you're not. You kid yourself, you're not. So that's why he sent the physician. He sent his word. It's a healing word. He sent his word out and it healed them. So he sends out his Torah and it heals. That's what it does. It heals. We don't want something that is pseudo. I want the real stuff. And I must go to the book to find the real stuff. Hallelujah. He said, we must go and find out the principles of Yahweh, how it worked, and how those that obeyed him, how they walked in the prospering or the prosperity of Yahweh, and how they walked in the shalom, the health of Yahweh. We must find that out. So Yeremiah says, I know you can take care of them, because it seems as though they're prospering beyond us. All the ways of a man seem right in his own heart. His ways seem right. But Yahweh, he ponders. He knows what's in that man. That's why Yeremiah says, you know me. You have tried me. If Yahweh try you, do you stand? Do we truly stand the test? You ask yourself that question. If someone offends you, then do you rail and recoil like a vicious viper? Does anger rest in your bosom at the least remark about you? You become very vicious and very angry. You know you're walking in the, you're not walking circumspectly, and so you know you're not walking healthy. You're walking as a foolish individual, because anger rests in the bosom of fools. Those that deny the Torah. That's the strength of our health, brothers and sisters. It will teach us how to live, how to walk, how to be at shalom with each other, how to be in community, how to have fellowship one with the other. That's a part of our health. The reason we're not healthy is because we don't know how to do those things. You must learn how to do that. Well, how do I learn that? You began with you. He said, my son, you hear my saying and obey my sayings. You think that it's always someone else needs to hear and obey, and you do not deal with the one that needs to hear and the obey, and that's you. You must hear his saying, and you must obey his sayings. It begins with you, your heart. Would they serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We say we love him with all of our articulation, with our words, but our heart and the purpose of it is not to satisfy him. You see it in your works, your labor. There's nothing there. We're not going to walk in his health until we begin at the Bereshit of things. We must begin at the Genesis. We must start with you. Yahweh, when he made man, he began with man, did he not? So he must begin with the hidden man of your heart. Did he not instruct that man with a law, a Torah? Did he not instruct him? Did he not give him instructions as his covenant? Don't eat all you can. Did he not do that? And when man disobeyed that, he induced into his being every kind of sickness and disease there is. And that's what we do today. Because we don't obey him. Because we're not willing to hear no one. We're not willing to hear a multitude of counselors. We don't want to hear that. We don't want our corrupt ways exposed and our wicked ways known. We don't want that known. That's why even Yaakov said, if there's one sick, let them call for the elders. And then you began with confessing your sins, your lies, your corruption. We don't want to do that. We don't like to confess our sins and our lies, confessing your faults, your sins, one unto another. We don't want to do that. And we're not going to walk in the completion, the fullness, the soundness. That's why our minds are so twisted. That's why we don't have the ability to do things as doing it unto your way. That's why we perceive we're doing something and one is doing more, one is doing less. And there's no willingness and wholeness of heart to do it. Because we don't have the soundness of mind. The pseudo prosperity, it is not of Yahweh. It's an illusion. And it brings about a disillusion to the people. Because there is no comfort and security there. None whatsoever at all. Scripture says in Tehillim, Psalms 37 and 7. Look at this now. It tells us this. Now the only thing we got to do is do what Yahweh tells us. It tells us in Tehillim 37 and verse 7. It says, arrest, take comfort, arrest in Yahweh, and wait patiently for him. Now, do we wait patiently for him? Do you know what waiting patiently means? Do you understand what waiting patiently is? It is one that endure great trials and tribulations. And they do it without any murmuring. They do not complain. They do not charge Yahweh foolishly. They do not murmur. They do not speak against him. So it begins there. He said, first of all, rest. Take comfort in Yahweh. And then you wait patiently. And he tells you, don't get disturbed. Fret not yourselves because of him who prosper in his way. Now that's what the world is doing. He's prospering in his way. that he is not prospering in the way of your way. And so we begin to fret ourselves. We see someone with a brand new pair of shoes or someone in a new vehicle. We began to fret ourselves because of how they're prospering in their way. It's not Yahweh's way. We must find out what his way of Shalah is and the way of the world, how they prosper. So don't become perturbed because one has gained walking in his way, because he lives in a $500,000 house. He said, don't fret me because of that. Don't turn your conscience or your thought away from Yahweh. Don't be disturbed. Don't deny. Don't denounce Yahweh because of that. Because someone has on a new frock or a new pair of tennis shoes, don't fret. Don't let that trouble you. And we are troubled by things like that. And it should not trouble us. He said, fret not yourself because of a man, because of him that prosper in his way. Why? Because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. Now that's what he does. He bring wicked devices. He use wicked devices. He take advantage of wicked devices. That's why Shaitan said, bow down, worship me, I'll give you these things, and you will have prosperity. And that is the teaching today in the world's religion today. All of them teach that. Yahweh teaches us the Shalah to prosper in his truth. And he shows us how to prosper and to be complete, to be sound, to be full of wisdom and understanding. That is the prospering of Yahweh, my brothers and sisters. Teach us how to ponder our ways, our actions, and our deeds. Do we truly do that? When a man is healthy, he ponders his ways. He ponders his deeds. When one is circumspect, when one walks circumspectly, they are free from the world. They are not drawn by the power of the gravity of the world. The world doesn't draw them. Their minds are not consumed with worldly and sensual thoughts. Their mind is not carried away with worldly things and worldly thoughts. They're not bombarded. They're not fretted because of the evil ones and the way they acquire certain things. He says, an evil thing is an evil way. So don't get disturbed at what they're doing. Don't get upset because you perceive that they have a great wealth and they do not have that. The only way we are going to Shalah is to obey the Torah of Yahweh. That's the only way. And if we don't, then we're going to continue to walk in this disillusion and the drunkenness. You will sense that, the lethargicness. When someone is complete, they know the soundness of their being. They understand the soundness of their health. It is different between a sound, healthful person and one that is unsound. You can tell when someone is unsound when they are not healthy. You can tell when someone is healthy. You can see it in their countenance, their expression, their skin, the glow of it. You see it in everything. Their smile, their attitude. And that's just the truth. But what is not healthy, you can see the sickness in their countenance and their expression. You see that. Can you tell when someone is sick when you walk in their house? What do you look at? You look at their countenance. Do you not do that? Can you not tell when someone is not feeling well? Can you not look at their expression and tell that? So you can tell when someone is not walking in the health of Yahweh. It's superficial. It's pseudo. Because they will not adhere. They will not listen. They will not hear. They will not receive the sayings, the teachings of Yahweh. And when you do not receive that, you're not going to walk in the health. You're going to be sickly, weakly. You're going to die. Because we reject that, then he rejects us. And that is just the truth. How do you know? Well, we'll see what Scripture says. We need to know, how do we get to this place? How do we get there, preacher? Show us in Scripture. How do we get to that place whereby we can begin to move ahead and be successful? And I'm not talking about a pseudo philosophical teachings as a T.D. Jakes or Benny Hinn. That's not the prospering, the Shalah of Yahweh. It is not. It's superficial. It's false. It is induced by the powers of hell. And that's what it is. Yahweh, when one began to walk in the prospering of Yahweh, his mind progresses. His being progresses. his attitude, his character. The older he or she gets, you can see the progression. You can see the attitude. Something is wrong, you're funny one day and you're all right the next hour. You're funny the next hour and then you don't know how to speak the next one. You're twisted. You're not very healthy. Not at all. There's no health in that being. One has a great insight. They have the ability to comprehend. You know, cannot you tell when there's something physically wrong with your body? You comprehend that well? Can you comprehend that better than I can? Even though I tell you, or you tell me, I don't understand it like you. Preacher, I'm hurting. You don't understand. Have you ever said that? You don't understand it's right there. No, it's not right there. It's there. But it begins with you, right? You see how that the wealth or the health of your being, when you understand that, then it begins with you when you're not walking in the strength of Yahweh's health. If you know what thing is hurting you, you ought to know what thing is lacking from your life. How do we begin there? I want to show you how we began. Scripture says in Bemidbar, Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, verse 40. We need to get to that place whereby we have the maturity of Yahweh. Where we are wise. We understand things wisely. We have the ability to rest and to be quiet. We are at ease. We're not at ease when there are things that we perceive said against us, are we? We rise up like a vicious, mad thing. So how do we get there? I want to show you. Scripture says in Bemidbar, Numbers 14:40. It says, look at this now. And they rose up, Yisrael, they rose up early in the morning. And they went up into the top of the mountain, saying, see, we are here. And we'll go up to the place which Yahweh promised, for we have sinned. And Moshe said, why do you now still transgress the commandment of Yahweh? He said, I want to tell you something, but it shall not prosper. You're not going to prosper. You transgress. We know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. You're not going to prosper. And these pseudo teachers that are teaching their false pseudo prospering, they transgress the Torah. You're not going to prosper by transgressing the Torah. Moses said, why do you transgress the Torah or the commands of Yahweh? He says, it's not going to prosper you to do that. And that's why we're not prospering. That's why we're not as healthy as we can be. Because we are transgressing. Because we are defying the Torah teaching of Yahweh. And you're not going to prosper. That's why your body doesn't feel good. You're not going to have a sense of well-being. But one has a sense of well-being, they're complete. Their mind and their bodies are in oneness. It's just like the mind said, I can't do it, but the body said, get up. The body says, I don't want to do. The mind says, go ahead. You understand that? That's the soundness of one. When one's mind says, do it, the body says, no, you lay here. That's not a soundness. That's not a oneness. It's not working in conjunction. It's not at all. He said, you're not going to prosper. He says, go not up, for Yahweh is not among you. That you be not smitten by your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you. And you shall fall by the sword. Why? Because you are turned away from Yahweh. We're falling by the swords. And the wicked is the sword of Yahweh. It's your own wickedness that's causing you to fall into transgressing, sedition, and wickedness. He said, don't go. The man of Yahweh warned them, said, don't go up. Because Yahweh is not with you. He is not going to prosper you. Because you'll transgress his Torah. Don't go up, they're going to destroy you. Because of your own wickedness. Because of the wicked devices that you have contemplated. You have brought to pass. You have pondered. You have worked them out in your mind that you will speak any kind of way. You will respond any kind of way. You will speak against dignities, those in authority. There's a twistedness in you. There's something warped in you. Was he talking to his people here? Was this the house of Israel? Are we the house of Israel? So is he talking to you? Is this us here? Does Moshe find us here? He said, you have transgressed, and Yahweh is not with you. In your callous, wicked ways, don't think that Yahweh is with you. In your corrupt practices, don't think that Yahweh is with you. He said, you're going to fall because you have turned your heart away from what I've commanded you. We're falling into every kind of sickness, every kind of disease, because we will not do what Yahweh commands us to do. We will not receive the Torah teachings. We will not receive the counseling and the instructions of Yahweh. We will not adhere to that. We will not obey it. It is not a strength to our beings. There's no love for him speaking to us because we despise what he says. He said, don't go up. Don't try to lift yourself up. Don't try to think you are something. Don't try to make yourself something that you are not. Why? Because you're always not with you. He says, you're going to fall. You're going to fall to the wicked ones. And the wicked ones are going to consume you. They're going to take you away into darkness. And that is what is happening today. Many are falling. There are many that are turning their hearts away. They're turning away from Torah truth and Torah teaching. The counseling of Yahweh. The instructions of Yahweh. And they think that they're prospering. They have the Shalah of Yahweh. They do not have that. They're prospering by their own ways. Their own evil, seductive ways. It is not the way of Yahweh. It is not his prospering. He said, Yahweh will not be with you. What a statement. Were these the people of Yahweh? You see, there are times he's not even with you. And once Yahweh turns his hand away from you, he hath not changed. You may think he has changed. When he's with my sons and daughters, he is not with them. He's not going to sustain them. They despise him. They transgress against him. Were these not his people? Did they transgress? Did he set the wicked there to be a sword to destroy them? He brought and elevated the Amalekites and the Canaanites, heathen nations, to bring them down to the belly of darkness and to cut them off out of the land of the living. He has done the same thing today. Just raise up your Melkin, your Canaan, or your kinfolks. And they're going to deceive your heart and your mind and draw you away from the perfect Torah of Yahweh's truth. He said, you have turned against me, I'm not with you. But look at this, this is where we are. This wicked generation. But they presumed. They presumed, they lifted up themselves. And they were bold. When someone presumes something, they're very bold, aren't they? But they presume to go up into the hill. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moshe departed not out of the camp. It did not depart from the true remnant, but they went up disobeying Yahweh. They lifted themselves up in their pride. You ever find yourself doing that? Someone says something to you, your pride lifts you up. You presume. They're not talking to you. You're above that. You're not beneath Yahweh's laws. Yet that's this generation. That's this house. That's Yahweh's people. I warn us. I warn us. Yahweh speaks to us that we will repent and get our hearts prepared and ready before him. And yet we say this us, and we go back to the way of the dog. We go back to the vomit of the dog. We go back to the pigsty and wallow in the filth of our own flesh and our indignities, our corrupt ways. Yahweh is not playing. You may be playing religion, but he is not playing. He means what he says. He doesn't bite his tongue either. What he says he means, and what he means, he says it. He says it. When he tells you to do something, he means for you to do it. But a wicked generation, a Jezebel generation. So they lifted themselves up. They presumed, I'll do it anyway. And then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt in the hills, and smote them, and killed them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormath. It destroyed them. They destroyed them. And that's what is coming down upon this generation. Your own wickedness is coming down upon you. And that's what the Amalekites and the Canaanites represented. A wickedness. a heathenisticness. It's your own heathenistic ways, your own lusts, your own corrupt ways that cannot be satisfied. And they are destroying you. And you don't have the ability to acknowledge your iniquities and your sins. You will blame someone else, and it's you. It's your own corruption. You say someone else is causing you, know, my friend, they presumed that Yahweh was with them, didn't they? He said, you're not going to prosper. And you can presume all you want to. You walk outside of the covenant relationship with Yahweh, he's not with you. He is not with you. And he is going to allow you to be smitten and destroyed. That's why Shaul said, Alexander the coppersmith, I gave him over unto hell. We don't want to do that today. We're trying to save the things that are lost and cannot be saved. And they're not going to be saved. No more than Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They could not. Are you trying to save something that Yahweh has no intentions to saving? We have brought many things upon ourselves. We have secured curses upon our homes because we have defied the Torah. And he said, I will curse them down to the fourth generation. Would you reject the Torah? He has not changed. He has not lied. We have not truly got before him in true repentance. When you truly repent, you'll know it. It tells on your countenance, your expression, your attitude change, your heart change. And we are people that walk the same every day. You do worse today than you did yesterday. You do worse tomorrow. Something is sickly wrong. That's when someone is getting sick, ready for death, they get worse by each day, don't they? When a man is healthy, he gets better each day, doesn't he? You get worse each day. Your attitude, personality. As the old preacher would say, they would say, come on here, somebody. Whether you receive it or not, it is still the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Who are you talking to? Well, I'm talking to you, my friend. I'm telling you. Look at what Yahweh did here. I want you to turn to Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua. Look at this. Joshua chapter 1. I want to show you something. When Yahweh prospers one. Now these pseudo-religious, I use the expression of Christianity, the Baptists, the Methodists, and these Pentecostals, they will use this for their own purpose of fleecing the people. You understand. But look at this. In order for this man to move in this sphere that he prospered, he had to do this. Look what it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. Yahweh says to Joshua, he said, there shall not be any man able to resist you all the days of your life. Now, for some reason, we think that Yahweh has changed. And so today, men think that they can resist those that Yahweh has put in place and in authority. Did he not put him in that place, position, to lead the house of Israel? And people don't want to receive that today because of their ignorance and their blatant ignorance. He says, as I was with Moshe, so shall I be with you. And Yahweh says, I will not fail you. He said, and I will not forsake you. He tells him this. Now, this is what he commanded him. He said, first of all, I want you to be strong. And that is to have the strength and the knowledge of my Torah. I want you to be strong. That's what we're going to need. He said, I want you to be very courageous. I want you to have that strength and that character, that ability, not to deny me, that you may observe, look at this now, that you may observe to do all according to all of the Torah. All of the law, all of the Torah. Is that what he tells him? That he must be strong and courageous to do all? Because this is a generation that wants to turn you away from the Torah. He said, you do all that is in the Torah, which Moshe, my servant, commanded you, and turn you not from it from the right hand or to the left hand. Why? See, if you don't turn from the Torah, he tells you why. That you may prosper wherever you go. Now, how can one prosper turning away from the Torah? How can you prosper? How can you prosper turning away from the mitzvot of Yahweh? How do you prosper turning away from the statutes and the commands of Yahweh? Is this Yahweh speaking to Yahushua? Is this Yahweh? Did he tell him that you can delete some of the things of the Torah? He told him to be strong now and to be of good courage. Don't be fearful. Don't alter what I say. That's what he said. Don't alter it. That's what courage is. You don't alter anything. He said, and do not turn from the right or the left hand, but I want you to do everything that the Torah commands you, that you may prosper wherever you go. He says in verse 8, this stroll, that's what it says, this stroll of a Torah shall not depart out of what? Out of your mouth. And it has not only departed out of our mouths, it is not in our hearts. It is not in the levim of men. And that's why we can't speak the Torah truth. Now, has Yahweh changed? Has the plan of his prospering changed? He is the same, brothers and sisters. He said, don't allow this to depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, and that you may observe, or you may guard to do guard, or to do all according that is written therein. Did he tell him to do some or all of it? He said, do all of it that's written therein. Was he not talking about the Torah? Did he not have the scroll of Moshe? Did he not know the covenant of Yahweh? Was not the ark there in the house with him? So he said, you must do all that is written therein. You can't do partial. You can't choose and delete what you want to do. You can't accept and reject. He said, you must do it all. We're not a people that's faithful unto Yahweh. You might as well deal with it. You might as well deal with your heart. And deal with your conscience. You might as well deal with it. I look at us. I see what's in us. I know the Ruah of us. I see the spirit of Yahweh's people. And it grieves me greatly at times. You can tell a mature man from an immature man. You can tell a woman from a schoolyard penny and a nickel dime brain, nitwit. Sure you can. Her posture, her attitude, her strength is fortified by her character. You can tell a nitwit. I can. If you have not matured that much, something is wrong with you. You understand? Something is wrong. He said, don't allow anything to depart from you that are written therein. Why? For then you shall make your way what? Prosperous. And then you shall have what? See, good success. Now did Joshua ben Nun, did he have a Cadillac car? No, he did not. But he had the success of Yahweh. He had the fullness, the health, and the completion of Yahweh. He did. He did all that the Torah teaches, taught him. And you cannot say that you are prospering and have the fullness of Yahweh's blessing. And the fullness of that blessing is an overexcited heart of joy. Blessings is not a Cadillac. Blessings is not a $900 a month rent payment or house payment. That's not a blessing. The blessing is the fullness assurance of one's heart. That he can rejoice in the promise and the hope of Yahweh, because Yahushua HaMashiach has given him a great delight in knowing that all things are fulfilled. That's what that means. But that's not what pseudoism teaches us. It doesn't teach us that. In verse 9 he says, have not I commanded you? Yahweh said, I've commanded you. First of all, you must be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Can you tell when someone is dismayed? When they're broken. And they're broken in their ruah, their spirit. He said, neither be dismayed. For Yahweh your Abba is with you whithersoever you go. He said, I will let you know. I don't care where you go. Do not let the Torah depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it. I'm with you. When Israel did not obey the Torah, when they allow it to be stolen from their heart, it was taken by the own practicing of their own sinful, wicked ways. He said, I'm with you. And I'll be with you. And I'll stay with you. And I will be your strength. And I will make sure that not one hair of your head shall fail. You will not fall, he said. Their stock market is falling. Their God is falling. The America God. I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, she's going to come down like the whore of the heavens. She's going to fall. Their God, the insignia is going to come down. He said, you will never fail. I believe that. He said, I'll be with you just like I was with Moshe. Just like he was with HaMashiach, he's with me. Why? Because he has given me his Ruah. He poured out his Ruah unto Yahshua without measure. And he has done the same for his house. If he has not, to his true people, then what Yahshua said, it is a total fabrication of any total revelation at all. What he said was not prophesied by Yoel, but it was prophesied by Yoel, that we'll pour out his Ruah upon his people, upon all flesh. And it shall be the strength and the power of revelation, Torah understanding, or the revealed power of the Torah will be made known. This is not a stumbling block, the Torah. Yahshua came to give us the brightness of it and the understanding. I want to continue on because I want to show you how you're going to, the only way you're going to prosper in this way of Yahweh. In 1 Melakim, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. As David gave a charge unto Solomon. Look at this. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Now David knew he was about to die. It says, now the days of David, now the days of David drew near, that he should die. He knew he was going to die. You understand? And he charged or he commanded Solomon, his son, saying, now this is what he told him. Listen now, saints. He told him this. Was he not the apple of Yahweh's eye? Sure he was. He said, now I go the way of all the earth. He said, I go the same way that every man goes. The earth, the body shall return back unto the earth. I go the way of all the earth. But he tells him the same thing that Yahweh told Yahshua ben Nun. He says, first what? Be strong, therefore, and show yourself to be a man. Show yourself that the character of Yahweh is in you. The breath of his life is in you, and you will not bow down or condescend for this wicked world. Be strong. He warned Solomon, didn't he? He warned him. Same warning that Yahweh gave unto Joshua. Same one. He said, and keep the charge. Now you guard it. You preserve the charge of Yahweh, your Abba, to walk in what? His ways, not your ways. The wicked prosper in his ways. He said, walk in his ways, not way, but his ways. To keep his statutes, to keep his mitzvah, to keep his mishpatim, and his testimony as it is written where? In the Torah. You keep all that. You remind yourself of it. You meditate on it. Listen, brothers and sisters. We hardly meditate on his word. You can meditate upon that corrupt thing that transpired that you were part of. It keeps you from going to sleep. It keeps your heart corrupt. It keeps you adamant. It keeps you hateful and angry. Hostile. Hallelujah, way. But we don't meditate upon the word. He said everything that is written in the Torah of who? Of Moshe. So did he not give us the Torah? So that's what was written. Everything in the Torah of Moshe. That you may what? In what? You may prosper in what? Some. In all that you do. And wheresoever you go. Were these the same instructions given unto Yahshua? Were they the same instruction? Was this not after Yahshua? Sure it was. He said you may prosper in everything that you do. He said look at this now. Verse 4. That Yahweh may continue his word, which he spoke concerning me now, saying, if your children take heed to whose way? You must take heed to your way. If they would take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their love and with all their being, there shall not cease from you a man to sit on the throne of Israel. There shall always be a seed of this family that shall reign on the throne of Israel. But you must do what I command you. And I will prosper you. Now how do we get prosperity? The Shah of Yahweh. By walking in our ways. Or walking in some kind of religious practice. How can that be?